You've opened the door to the janitor's domain. A broom closet full of wonder. Beyond the plungers, brooms, and unknown items of disgust are memories of the past. The memories you're about to hear are not for the faint of heart. The memories are meant for mature audiences only. Listener discretion is advised. Prepare yourself for tales from the janitor.
I know a bank where the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grow, quite over-canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses, and with elegantine. There sleeps Titania sometime of the night, lulled in these flowers with dances and delights. Oh, hey, I was just practicing my Shakespeare, A Midsummer's Night Dream. It's one of my personal favorites. More people need to talk about love. To have good love, you need to laugh and be friends with others. Just like here in Kentucky, the Bluegrass State. You'll laugh and have a lot of friends. Unfortunately, where we are right now is not a place for either of those. Waverly Hills Sanatorium was a place that was constructed to house those with tuberculosis. And once a cure was invented, the hospital closed in 1961. The complex sits vacant now and just only hosts tours for people looking for ghosts of yesterday. I know I'm doing it again. Yeah, but hey, come on. Can you blame me? You keep following me, and you never give me a chance to talk. I want to know you. I want to tell you about me. But I guess you're not interested, are you? All right, fine. Let's go to elsewhere.
All right, children. Time to come back inside.
Aw, just a couple more minutes, please.
Coming, teacher.
Come on, William. Time to go back inside.
Yes, teacher.
Is something wrong, William?
My dog passed away last night.
Was he sick?
He got into a fight the other day. And I guess his wounds weren't able to heal.
I'm sorry, William. But maybe it's for the best. Dogs may be man's best friend, but all they are is a burden.
But I love my dog.
Just think about it this way. It's one less mouth to feed.
I suppose.
Take your seats, children. Today, we are going to learn about life. Socrates once said that the unexamined life is not worth living. So let's examine life, shall we? Can someone tell me what life is all about?
It's about Jesus. We live to serve God.
Yes, God. For I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself to me. Anyone else have something different to tell me about life?
We are put on this earth to live, do our best, and then die.
Out. Out, brief candle. Life's but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage. Or maybe you would rather hear this? To be or not to be, that is the question. Come on, students, really think. What is this life all about?
I want to avoid criticism, and there is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, be nothing.
So in this life you wish to be nothing? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust? Come on, really think about this. Anybody?
I want to be like Daddy.
What do you mean, little Molly?
My daddy is a farmer. He grows food for us to eat. My daddy is also a hunter. He hunts and gives us clothing to wear. He's a mechanic, as he fixes everything that breaks. My daddy is a provider. That's what I want to be, and that's what I think life is all about. Being able to provide for others.
Little Molly, I'm impressed. We do not describe the world we see, but we see the world we can describe. Molly here thinks that man is here to serve one another.
Isn't that kind of what I said?
Yes and no, Dolly. You stated that we are here to serve God, but you see, it goes deeper than that. If we serve man, if we serve each other, then we make our God happy and the people around us happy. But if we only serve God, we leave out the people that he says he loves. He gave us his only son. What have we given him?
What do you think we should do?
We have to be more. Do more. We have to sacrifice.
Can I go to the outhouse?
William here thinks his sacrifice is by going to the outhouse. Not exactly what I was thinking when I said we need to sacrifice. Make it quick, William. I'm going to do something special with everyone, and I don't want you to miss out.
Teacher, what about my answer?
Yes, the skeptic. I have always felt that doubt was the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of God was the end of wisdom. If you choose to do nothing, you will become nothing. Nothing to your God and nothing to man. Is that what you want? To become nothing?
Well, I can't be nothing, because I'm already here.
I think, therefore I am. Look around, child. There is already a lot of nothing all around you. You being here proves nothing. You have to want to be more.
But if God wants us to be more, wouldn't he just give us the ability to be more?
Child, God has already given you the ability to be more. But you have to want it. You have to work for it. You have to earn it. For what we do now echoes in eternity.
What if we don't know what we want out of life?
Then you must go out and find it. It's not out there looking for you. You must go and get it for yourself. Where might you go? What might you ask? I don't have those answers. Those answers are only for you to find. Any other questions? Good. And now for my special treat. You see that picture on my desk? I want you all to pour yourself a glass and drink. I know that normally we go to the well and drink, but I thought it would be nice if I made you something special today. Don't be shy. Get your drink. Older students, please help the little ones. Drink it all up. Once it is all gone, you may return to your seats. Now, for the opposite of life, we must study death. What can someone tell me about death?
When you die, you go to heaven.
Do you think you'll go to heaven, Dolly?
Yes, I've been a good girl.
Being good doesn't mean you'll go to heaven. How do you know if you've been good enough?
When we die, we'll get buried in dirt and the worms will eat us.
But if you don't get buried, does anyone know what will happen to your body when you die? Does anyone want to find out? William, come on in and get yourself a drink.
Teacher, I don't feel so good.
Ether, I feel weak.
William, you were gone a long time. Come and join us.
What did you do?
I killed them. I killed them all. Don't you want to join us?
You've gone mad, teacher.
Kids, they never know what is good for them.
They say that the moment you're born, you become a memory. Elsewhere, Kentucky is a fairly modern legend, but sadly the town never existed. The story is completely made up, and it gained popularity through the internet. The story is about a teacher who poisons her class, and anyone who gets too close to the building gets pulled in and is lost forever. I wouldn't do that if I were you. The town has been erased from all maps. It's a really good story, though. Why did we talk about it, you might ask? Because it's still an urban legend. Not all legends are based on factual events, of course. Sometimes the stories are just that good and people start to believe them, giving birth to the myth. Even though this story was never real, it doesn't mean that the people don't believe it. They say life is like a piano. What you get out of it depends on how well you play it. Elsewhere, Kentucky was a story that was brought to life and very well played out. Now, how about we go to a place that did exist? Let's take a trip over to Fisherville.
Excuse me, but can I get a moment?
Let me see. You wasted 7 years of her life, and now all you want is a moment? Sure. Why not? What's a moment worth, anyway?
Mom.
Oh, it's your sister's wedding day. I don't even know why he's here.
Because he's dating your daughter.
This is what he does. He tried you, and now he's trying out Michelle. And what happens when he's done wasting her time? Is he gonna try your brother next? Well, at least he can't get with your other sister, as she is getting married today.
Mom, why don't you just help some of the guests find their seats?
Dear alive. Edward, so nice you could make it. Yes, I thought we were going to do Jones later first. I mean, she was so popular with boys in school.
I see that your mom still hates me. I'm sorry to interrupt you on your sister's wedding day.
It's okay, Nick. What is it that you wanted?
Not here. Can we walk and talk?
Sure, but we can't go too far.
We won't. Maybe just to the bridge.
If we hear a train coming, we'll have to get out of there. I don't want to get dirty before the wedding.
You won't, I promise.
Now, what is it that you wanted to talk about?
Okay, listen. I know how important this day is to you, and I don't want to do anything to ruin that.
As long as you don't hurt my sister or screw up this wedding, you won't.
I don't want to hurt her, Joan. In fact, I want to marry her.
Really? I'm assuming that you haven't talked to my father about that yet, have you?
No. I wanted to talk to you about it first.
Well, you don't have to ask me for my blessing.
I know, but I'd still like it.
I don't know if I can give you that.
Your sister and I, we love each other.
We used to love each other.
It's different with her than it was with us.
How so?
I can see a future with her.
I thought you said you saw a future with us.
I did. I really did, Joan. But with her, it's a different future. I can see us being a family.
Nick? Wait, is she pregnant?
Oh, don't tell me she told you.
No, she didn't have to. But you just did. You see a future with her. I get it. Dad isn't gonna like you, though.
Well, that's nothing new.
Well, he is really not gonna like you now.
I know. So what do you think I should do?
For starters, don't do anything stupid.
Well, I think it's a little too late for that.
True, okay. Maybe don't do anything more stupid.
Like what?
Knowing you the way I do, maybe just don't do anything at all. Even if you think it is something good.
I'm going to have to talk to him at some point.
Just don't do it today.
I know that. But you know how I like to talk once I get some alcohol in me.
Don't drink then. Support your soon-to-be wife, as she won't be drinking either.
I don't know if I could do that.
It would make a good impression toward my father. You want that, right?
More than anything.
Then take the high road and don't drink today. Dance with Michelle and show my father that you are a good man.
You know, I dance better when I'm drinking.
You dance the same. You only think you dance better.
Okay, you got me there.
So, does anyone else know?
No. No, I don't think so.
Well, your secret is safe with me.
Thanks, Joan. You always were a good woman.
Thanks. Just be a good man for my sister, okay?
Oh, I plan to.
Don't plan it, just do it.
Hey, did you just hear that?
Yeah, it sounded like a child crying.
Yeah, and it sounded like it was coming from the bridge.
Who would leave a child on the bridge?
Now, I'm going to go out on the bridge and check it out.
What if a train comes?
Don't worry about it.
Just be careful, and don't fall off.
I'll be fine.
Nick, be careful.
I don't see anything yet.
I still hear it.
Yeah, I hear it too.
See anything yet?
Nope, nothing yet. Wait a second. Hey, I think I see something.
What is it?
I don't really know yet. It kind of looks like a blanket.
Is that the baby? Nick! The train, Nick! Nick, get off the tracks! Nick, the train! Nick! Nick, get off the tracks! Nick, come on, you're scaring me. Get off the tracks! Nick, why won't you answer me? Nick! No,
stories like this. You figured I'd get used to it by now. But even I get creeped out sometimes. Hey, I'm human too. Well, parts of me are anyway. Or used to be. I don't know anymore. I know. I have about as much charm as a train wreck. Sorry. I'll stop for now. That might have been said in bad taste, but anyways. The stories of the Goat Man or the Pope Lick Monster has been told for many, many years. Multiple stories are told about this creature, actually. This one you just heard was where he hypnotizes the person and they just stand on the track waiting to get hit. I think one of my favorite ones is that he used to be a circus freak who vowed revenge after being mistreated and killed his victims with a blood-stained axe. Maybe he is just a troll and doesn't like people crossing his bridge. No matter what story you believe, I wouldn't go walking on no train trestles anytime soon. Liar. For our next story, we go to Sleepy Hollow. I know that most of you think you know the Sleepy Hollow story, but this one wasn't written by Washington Irving, and there is no Headless Horseman. Though, that would be interesting if it did, huh?
This is Hilo 1 coming in with the Priority 1. Orbital shuttle to the chest and legs. ETA, 10 minutes.
Come on, man. Don't die on me today. Here, hold this.
Becky.
We will get you home to Becky. You just got to hold on. I'm losing him. Come on, soldier. Make it home.
Becky.
ETA, 8 minutes.
I have blood and plasma ready. I'm doing everything I can back here. Come on, soldier. You can do it.
Becky.
ETA, 5 minutes. Have blood and plasma ready.
It's going to tickle a little bit, but I have to stop this bleeding. He isn't going to last much longer.
ETA, 2 minutes. Is he going to make it?
Come on, soldier. You have a family waiting for you. You want to see them one more time? Stay with me. Hey. Put pressure right here. Right here. Hold it tight. His life is in your hands. I have to switch the bags. Come on, soldier. You're almost home. Come on, soldier. I did my part. Now you have to do your part.
Good.
Come on, soldier. Stay with me. We're going to patch you up, and you'll be dancing again in no time. You have to choose, Travis. Between life and fiction, the two are very close, but they never actually touch. They are two very, very different things.
Back.
Come on, people, we gotta move fast. He's flatlining.
So, what's happening?
Quiet, trying to hear. Haven't you been paying attention?
Why you were called because of Travis?
No,
Sorry, I was focused on driving. I just want to know what's going on. The doctors
worked on Travis long into the night. It's Travis. He's in the hospital. Multiple times,
but what is he doing in the hospital?
He got shot. Now, let me listen.
I got the call about someone else.
Someone else? I don't understand. Please, continue your story. I have to know what happened.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes. We know that Travis is... we talked to him, right?
Travis was still in critical condition. He had to go through multiple surgeries. He was still alive. I don't know how, though. But he was still alive. They had him sedated, waiting to see if he would pull through. He had major organ damage. He was just not ready to go yet.
I came as soon as I could. How is he?
Mrs. Clark, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. Travis is hurt badly. He has lost a lot of blood. He is resting right now. We got the fever down and we are worried about infection. Right now, it's all up to him. Mrs. Clark, I hate to say this, but is there anyone that you can talk to?
What happened to him?
Too much, ma'am. Too much.
Travis, I'm here. Oh, rest now. You can rest. It's all over now. I've got you. You're going to be okay.
I'll give you some time alone.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mrs. Clark?
Yes.
We are going to do everything we can.
Travis, I'm here. I love you. Fight, Travis. Come back to me. I can't do this without you. I love you, Travis, more than you'll ever know. You're everything I could ever ask for in a husband. You're my every hope and my every dream I've ever had. And you made me happier than any woman could ever be. I don't want to give that up. I can't. Travis, I love you. Don't leave me. My heart would be so empty without you. Travis, come back to me. God, listen to me. Don't take this man away from me. I need him. His children need him. The world needs him. Take me. Without him, I'm nothing. Lord, take his pain away. Bring him back to me. I cannot live without him. Lord, don't you dare take this man. I will love him forever. Travis, go home. Don't leave me.
The actor who is playing Becky is really good. That was such a touching scene. You can tell they really do love one another.
Would you ever do that if I was in the hospital?
I don't know. I never thought about it. Probably, though. I think maybe the writer draws from his own personal grief and suffering.
Do you really think so?
I mean, it has to be. I know writers will research for certain time periods and locations, events and such, but how else does one research grief and sorrow, and love,
but to live it. I mean, it has to be.
I think everyone can show and express emotion differently. I was in war, and I don't talk like Travis does.
No, but maybe you didn't experience life the way he did.
That could be true. For one, I didn't meet you until after I got back.
I remember that day when we met. I was walking down the sidewalk, and you and your friends were cruising down the road, and you saw me and called me over.
I was only asking for directions.
That's not exactly how I remember it. Do you remember what you said?
Can I get directions to your father's house?
Talk about a bold pickup line.
I just knew the moment I saw you.
Yes, you did, and you should have. I can't believe we dated for only 2 months, and then you asked my father if you could marry me.
I thought he was going to say no.
Why is that?
I was 22 and you were 19. I just got back from Nam and I was working in a shop. I had no high school diploma and you were going to college.
But he saw past all that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. But he was upset with you when you dropped out of college.
I had to. I was pregnant.
But you never went back.
I was grieving for my son.
I know. I'm sorry I couldn't comfort you more.
You don't go looking for pain like it's some buried treasure.
I know, but I still could have helped you more.
You were grieving too. He was too young.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for you, you would have found me at the bottom of a bottle.
I know why you drank. You drank so you wouldn't have to feel the pain.
Pain makes you stronger. Tears make you braver. Heartbreak makes you wiser. And vodka makes you not remember any of that crap.
You never forgot, and neither did I.
Failure is forever.
You accept failure. And then, well, you move on.
I was weak.
I don't think you were weak. It wasn't your fault.
You're right. I was so scared.
Scared of what?
Scared of being happy again.
Are you happy now?
Yes, I am. But I still have my moments.
You thought that the only truth that mattered was that a man's life can't be measured. Good intentions don't count. What's in your heart doesn't count. Caring doesn't count. But a man's life can be measured by how many tears were shed when he died. Did you really think that your son's purpose was to die and get nothing in return?
No. I believed there was no purpose to life. I was wrong. I was wrong.
We were both hurting. It was a hard time for both of us. That's the problem with death. It doesn't give you the chance to say goodbye.
I don't know if I could have said goodbye.
We would have found a way, given the chance.
Time heals all wounds, I guess.
It wasn't time that healed us.
Do you really think you would have left me?
I don't know, but you stopped drinking and here we are, still together and happy, right?
Well, I'm not going anywhere. I know I got lucky when I met you. I'm happy.
Maybe we should write a story about our grief and trials.
We lived it. I don't know if I want to relive the entire thing again.
It would be hard, but maybe it would be good to get it all off our chest. We never really had therapy.
No, I guess we didn't.
So, what do you think then? Should we write a book?
All that we are, all that we do, begins and ends with, "What is this guy doing behind me?"
Just let him pass.
I've slowed down, but he just staying behind me.
I can't even tell what type of car it is. It's too dark.
I could tell it's a Cadillac, I can see the hood ornament, but that's all I can tell.
Tom! Do something!
What is it you want me to do exactly?
Pull over!
Where? There's nothing but a ravine to the side.
Can you speed up?
I'm going as fast as I can.
Tom, I'm scared.
I don't know what to do.
Kentucky Sleepy Hollow isn't the tale we're all familiar with. The story is about a stretch of road in northern Kentucky where people have claimed to be tailgated by a hearse. The hearse follows the cars driving down the road and eventually attempts to push the vehicles into the ravine below. A popular location on this stretch of road is known as Devil's Point, where cult sacrifices and rituals have been known to take place. Are these related or two different things altogether? All I know is that I'm not driving down that road to figure it out. I once knew a man who said, "Death smiles at us all. All we can do is smile back." Hey! Now, let's hear a tale from Hopkinsville, a place that Project Blue Book even investigated.
Did you guys see that light?
Yeah, looks like something crashed in the woods.
I want to see.
Get back from the window, Mary. Hey, Elmer, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Little men with green eyes.
Holy cow, guys, we're being invaded.
Grab the guns and start shooting.
There are more guns in the bedroom.
I'll grab him.
Oh boy, they're everywhere, and they're getting closer.
Hurry up, Billy Ray!
OP, take that revolver. Elmer, take the shotgun. John, here's another shotgun. I'll take the rifle. We'll each take a side.
I got more on my side.
Don't worry about that, Elmer. Just keep shooting at the bastards.
Mary, don't get close to the windows.
But, Mom, I want to see little green man.
Vera, help June get the kids to the middle of the room.
But I want to help. I can shoot. Bang, bang, bang.
Lonnie, it's one thing to play. It's another when they're real.
They're over here now.
Where are they at, John?
You see them? In the trees?
I got one in my sights now.
Did you get him, Paul?
Oh, yeah, darling. I know I got him. John, here, reload this.
I got more on my side. Yeah, you better run.
I see him in the back. There's a bunch of them.
Get out of the way, Mom. Billy Ray, get over here.
John, you done reloading yet?
Yeah, here, take it.
OP, get your pistol over here.
Come in, Billy Ray. June, you and the girls, watch out through the other windows. Make sure none of them get to drop on us now.
Shouldn't one of us go to the police?
Ain't no cops coming around when I'm around.
Yeah. Fuzz don't like us carnies.
We're gonna have to tell someone about this, though. The police probably get the arm.
Hey, hey, hey! Less talking and more shooting!
Come here, children.
I'm scared. Just hold my hand.
of mine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light, I'm gonna let it shine. All the time, let it shine. All the time, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let's get some!
Let it shine.
Come on! Light it under a bushel.
No!
I'm gonna let it
shine. They keep coming!
Under a bushel. No!
Where is the ammo? I'll help
coming.
You
load.
No!
Yeah, it's in the cover! I don't care how many you have. Yeah!
There's so many of them.
Give me the rifle.
I'll reload it. Take this one.
Pop off another one.
We're running.
We'll show you what Kentucky's made of.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Go get those.
Let it shine.
John, there's one more coming from the side.
Let it shine.
Vera, what do you see? Elmer, how are we doing? I think we did it. I don't see any more of them.
What do you think they were?
They were Martians. Had to be. We saw them land their saucer. Had to be that light we saw earlier.
We sure showed them. You don't mess with our family.
Elmer, I think it'd be best we get a going.
I think you're right. Grab the kid. Let's get out of here. Mom, I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'll clean up the mess.
I'll help you.
It's okay. Why don't you try and get the kids to sleep?
There'll be no sleeping tonight in this house.
You want us to stay?
Nah. Get out while you can. I think we can manage.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna reload all these weapons and keep watch. If they come back again, I'll be waiting.
I'll help you.
Okay. Come on, Vera.
I'm going to go head into town and get the sheriff.
Come on, Vera. We gotta get out of here before the law gets here.
Bye, y'all. It was fun. Can't wait till we get together again.
This little man, I'm gonna let it shine. This little man, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine.
Stories like this really get your blood pumping, don't they? The Hopkinsville Little Green Man story started in 1955. When five adults and seven children claimed to fight off an attack of the creatures. The police came and saw the evidence of gunfire, but no little green men were ever found. The U.S. Army even sent the military police to help with the investigations. Reports from the neighbors said that they saw strange lights and sounds. The U.S. Air Force sent their special investigators to the scene where they claimed to everyone that what they saw was only owls. It's not like the government has ever lied to us before, though, right? But I still question the story. Was this a government cover-up, or was it really only owls? I wonder if we'll ever know. Who knows? Anyway, I'm done with this state. Time to move on again. I'm hoping that one day I'll be able to find a place that I can stay at, like Hotel Monteleone, perhaps. Hopefully I'll see you again before some green men get you.
Through the dark night. Ooh. Ooh. You try to run, but you're too scared. You try to hide, but I'm right there. Ooh. Ooh. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go. Come.